Good morning. Can everyone hear me? Just check in and see if the microphone's on. Good. So, welcome again to a session around storage spaces. I'm hoping this session will give you a lot of details around how to build a tested and validated solution based on Dell hardware running storage spaces. Can you hear me okay? Okay. So my name's Terry Story. I work for Dell Services. My role is to work with customers, looking at requirements around storage spaces and building complex solutions around customers' requirements. And my role is to look at what Dell PG provides around enclosures, disks, SAS HPAs, compute that's certified for Hyper-V for storage spaces, and to work with customers to build tested and validated solutions. So what I'd like to do today is to go through our learnings, working with Dell PG and Microsoft PGM with customers, and to give you those insights. I've also have a co-presenter, which is Lee Harrison from Fasthosts, who's a customer that we worked very hard with in implementing large-scale storage spaces on Dell. And Shai Offek from Microsoft is also going to be contributing to the Q&A as we close. So this is the agenda that I want to sort of go through. Dell and storage spaces, we've worked with Microsoft for 18 months on testing, large, medium, small configurations of storage spaces on Dell. And we've come up with a lot of prescribed items around drivers, BIOS, and firmware, compute and storage and networking, which allows you to give building blocks to run storage spaces in a validated, tested way to remove the problems. Essentially, look at storage spaces as a storage appliance. You know, so at the scale-out file server downwards, you want to make sure that everything is tested and validated from a Microsoft and Dell perspective to ensure you don't hit any issues. Because you know, if you don't get any part of that right, you could run into issues at scale. So what we're trying to do is give you all the information you need to ensure that when you build a storage spaces solution, it will work out of the box. So that's the whole idea. So Dell is Microsoft's largest OEM and has the widest tested storage spaces solutions. And this continues that same theme as we move forward with our next generation of compute based on 13G, our next generation of storage based on the MD1400, 1420, and the MD3060E. So who's familiar with the Dell storage platforms that support storage spaces today? Anyone? Okay, so 10%. So the idea of around storage spaces is that we have a lot of customers that are running Windows 2003, which is pretty much 64% of the entire planet. And those customers need to be have a platform to move to. You're running 2003 typically for Active Directory, 2008 R2, Hyper 2008 R2 for Hyper-V, and I'm running 2012. Part of this presentation is to give you an idea around, you know, moving to private cloud and consolidating all those operating systems into a single cloud OS, private cloud, hybrid cloud solution. You know, think about them all running together. It all depends on the layers of Azure type services that you put on top within that solution. And I'll go through in a bit more detail about what that means. Also, we want to, you know, enable storage spaces end-to-end solution for better automation around System Center. We want to address a solution for not just high-end hosters and enterprise customers, but for SMB, for complex small customers, for public sector-based customers. So the approach is to give you, you know, the building blocks for all those areas. So if you take that we've worked with Microsoft, product group and Dell product group for a long time in testing all these components to build a set of well-tested configurations for you then to say, well, we can now build a solution for 500 VMs, 250 VMs, 1,000 VMs, and be able to, be assured that this will work to scale and be reliable. These are the foundations for that. So, what is storage spaces? Well, storage spaces is not just a software-defined SAN or software-defined storage. It's the whole end-to-end solution. It's scale-out file server, it's SMB-free, it's system center, it's failover clustering. All of these components together give you an end-to-end solution. So it's not just saying, well, I'm going to put storage spaces on a 2012 R2 box, plug a bunch of JBODs onto that and present that. There's a lot more components to give you the end-to-end solution. So these are the certified JBODs that exist. If you go to the Windows catalog, these are the items that you'll see. So you see the MD1200, the MD1220. Those two devices are supported on Dell's 12G only. So just to be clear, 12G only. The MD1400, the MD1420, and the MD3060E are certified for the 13G only. Okay? So we've taken those items, tested 13G and 12G with these enclosures, and we will support in those configurations. Is that clear to everyone? Okay. So the MD1200 and 1220, essentially this has a maximum capacity of 40 terabytes. In the 1200, a maximum capacity of 24 terabytes. And essentially this is a small storage spaces configuration type approach. It's 6 gigabit SAS, Dell 6 gigabit SAS controller. We've tested with this with the right firmware and BIOS and driver configuration. And these are the SSDs, 200 gig, 400 gig, 800 gigs SSD drives that we'll support. And there's a bit of materials as part of this presentation later on that you'll have all that information. We also announced support for the MD3060E, which is our high-dense JBOD for storage spaces. This essentially holds 60 disks, and typically they are 4 terabyte or 6 terabyte in size. And essentially we're looking at larger disk capacities early next year to 8 terabytes and beyond. So essentially, this is our largest JBOD configuration for storage spaces. The MD3060E supports 25 SSDs, 5 in each tray, and that's the maximum amount of SSDs. SSDs take twice as much power as HDDs, and it's a cooling and power requirement that we do not go above 25 SSDs in this unit. So what I recommend doing, if you want to go to 20 or 25 SSDs, you split that evenly across the drawers. And the reason why is when you want to use PowerShell to build the pool and the spaces, you want a standard way of doing that. And if you can have 1, 2, 3, 4 enclosures together, wired up through SAS configurations, you want to make sure that all the SSDs and HDDs are the same slot. So then when you use PowerShell to create your pool and your spaces, you get a consistent way of finding disks and creating the pools and spaces. So it's a consistent approach. You cannot put more than 5 SSDs in a single drawer, so just to make you aware that that is a Dell-supported requirement from a cooling and power perspective. So this unit with 6 terabyte drives can go to 360 terabytes. And with 4 terabyte drives, 240 terabytes. Question?
Yeah, you mentioned initially that the
3060
only supported on
12G. Sorry, so the 3060E will be supported on 12G and 13G. Yeah? The MD1200 and 1220s is 12G only, and then the 1400, 1420 is 13G only. Okay? So on the 13G, there'll be a 12 gig SAS HPA. which uses the LSI 3008 chipset, and that will allow you to connect a 6 gigabit SAS or 12 gigabit SAS disk enclosure to the same controller. So the MD1400, the 1420, this is 12 gigabit SAS, and this is supported again, obviously, on 13G only. Essentially, again, will support up to 40 terabytes of raw available disk space on the 1400 and 24 terabytes on the 1420. And essentially, this is there for a good price point with high capacity, with SSDs and HDDs to give you a tiering capability to fit the sizing for lower VM type requirements. So there are deployment guides for each of these enclosures. So the MD1200, 1220, we have the links there. So please follow those guidance. The main document, the 1200, 1220, goes into very good detail around storage spaces, how to configure the drivers, the BIOS, how to set up the drives, how to get the whole system running from end to end. So these are the certified servers that support storage spaces. And what I mean by this, it supports storage spaces in regards to external JBOD connectivity, not to internal disks. Okay? So these servers will have an LSI adapter plug into external JBODs. So the R620s, the R630s, they're the storage head servers. The R720, the R730 also. But essentially, we've certified these for different PCI bus type scaling. It all depends how many RDMA cards, how many LSI cards you want. So if you take the R620, R630, it has 3 PCI buses. If you take the R720, 730, it has 7. So what you'll find is that depending on how many VMs and how many storage heads you need, scale-out file servers, and how much RDMA traffic and bandwidth you need, is depending on which one you would choose, the R720, 730, or the 620 and 630. Is that clear?
Okay. Just a show of hands, so how many are using storage spaces in production today for your organization? Okay. And for those who don't, well, would you mind telling us why not use storage spaces in your organization? What's the deterrent? Are you a Hyper-V customer that's not using? Resound answers.
So typically, LSI adapters, SAS HPA adapters, and JBODs, the monitoring, the management, the reporting, that's an area that we've done a lot of work on. So the MD3060E, we have an SNMP agent that gets installed with the enclosure management software that can be clustered aware across all the storage heads of scale-out file servers, and then it can report to the Open Manager Essentials console for disk failures, for temperature, for fan issues with the enclosures. So there's a lot of work that we've done that, and we'll continue to build on that. And you'll also see on the Microsoft stand around the management pack for storage spaces to give you a lot more detail around how storage spaces is performing. So all these tools and capabilities are driving forward, improving. So putting a lot of the hardware pieces together, this is essentially the supported configurations from Dell. So if you take that, we have a Dell SAS 6 gigabit per second host adapter. We can plug them into the R520s, 620s, R720s, and connect them to the MD1200 and MD1220 to give you a storage spaces supported configuration for 12G. On 13G, we can take the LSI 9207 and connect that also to the 520, 620, R720 on 12G, and as well as the R630 and 730 on 13G, and connect that to the MD3060E.
So basically, if you take this template and you go back to your organization, you can deploy storage spaces in that amount of days. So what we've provided to you here is a template for you guys to go back to your organization and try out storage spaces, try out the Microsoft stack for virtualization, and have a supported configuration that was validated and tested by Dell and supported by Microsoft.
And that's the key message. It's about taking this config and buying the materials, bill of materials, and putting it into your test lab and being able to get storage spaces up and running, and you know that it works. And you avoid any of the pitfalls of any issues that could occur by bringing together other types of configurations which have not been tested. So if we take the SAS cards and the enclosures, these are the versions of the firmware that we support for each of the enclosures. These are the versions of the drivers and the firmware for each of the SAS cards that we support. Essentially, these are the components that we've tested to ensure that storage spaces and the whole end-to-end solution works. So this is very, very important. Please, please follow these guidelines to set up and configure storage spaces, because the problems that you may hit if you do not follow these revisions. If you take the, you know, with storage spaces, it's an end-to-end solution. There's a lot of moving parts, you know, and we've done a lot of testing for VDI, for SQL workloads. You know, we've done a lot of, we've pushed the boat out, and a lot of stress testing here. And these versions of the driver's firmware and BIOS are the accumulation of all that testing, the result of a config that works. So please take this as a good start point. We also go down to the type of disk, the SSDs and Seagate drives, and particular firmware in these drives, because these have been optimized also to run with storage spaces. These are the two drives that have been tested the most on storage spaces. So we've also got a 6 terabyte Seagate drive, but I ran out of room on the slide, but essentially that's also available, and we're looking at 8 terabyte drives early next year. So, but these are the two main drives, types and firmware that we've tested end to end. So this slide here is talking around, well, if we have an R620 which has 3 PCIe bus slots, well, essentially we can put in 2 dual LSI 9207-HE controllers, and we can put 1 dual 10 gig RDMA adapter, because then we've fully utilized all the 3 PCIe bus slots. The same for the R620, the 12G and 13G configuration. So that gives you 20 gig RDMA, but also gives you the ability to connect to, you know, 2-4 external JBOD enclosures to give you the capacity, resiliency, and availability that you want to design. So if you want to then grow larger than that, obviously the R720 and the R730, 7 PCI bus, we can get more RDMA adapters into the configuration to give you faster throughput. So that allows you to think about separating RDMA by processor, separating RDMA to do with live migration, storage migration, and with compute the storage traffic. You can look at, you know, controlling the bandwidth and allocating to each RDMA adapter. Any questions on this? Is this clear? Okay. So the RDMA adapters that we're supporting is the Mellanox ConnectX3, which is the dual 10 gig adapter. That can be used as a standard client, VM client access adapter. We can team that, offload NVGRE, and we can then assign it to that, or we can assign it to RDMA. It will actually do both roles. Then the Chelsea adapter, the IWARP RDMA adapter, is another adapter that we've done extensive testing with in this solution. So these are the two main tested adapters, the firmware, the drivers, that we've tested and validated in the whole end-to-end solution. So again, please take these as the good start point of having a network configuration that works for client and RDMA. So if you take the ConnectX-free RDMA adapter, that runs Rocky to RDMA over converged Ethernet, and that requires a Dell switch to support PFC. It doesn't require to support DCB, and essentially we're working with Mellanox about giving the best practice white papers on how to optimize and configure that part of the solution. With iWarp, you plug and go. It literally just works with your existing switches. There's no extra configuration other than you could optimize for large packet size, which we've done with a number of customers. So this is just outlining the adapter itself. So the Mellanox connected free. So you have that in the slide to review and take away that data. And the same with the Chelsea card. So these are the Dell tested switches that we've worked with customers. So they've been customer validated with storage spaces. And these are the S4A10, which is shortly being superseded with the S6000, which is 10 gig and 40 gig switch. And then for very, very high end, the 79500 switch. So these are the switches that we know work well with the Mellanox card and the Chelsea cards by designing and implementing and working with customers in live implementations today. Okay, any other questions on this? Sorry, can you repeat that?
This means that there are no 1 gigabit supported solutions from Dell. Is that right?
So you can. You can run 1 gig as well. I outlined 10 gig. There's the 5.5 switch that we use for 1 gig for management. So that we do support that. So I've purely focused on the storage spaces compute to storage network. Which is focused on. But for the management network, yes, we have a separate switch for that.
Yeah, but for compute storage, you don't have 1 gig.
No, I mean, of course you could, but we wouldn't advise that. I mean, 10 gig or 10 gig plus RDMA is the ideal start point for storage capacity because of performance. Okay. So from a compute standpoint, so we've talked around the LSI adapters, we talked about enclosures, we talked about disk and disk firmware, we talked about storage heads, scale-out file servers. What about compute? What about for Hyper-V? So the most important thing around designing a storage spaces solution is around treating storage spaces as a storage appliance. So from the scale-out file servers down, treating it as a version-controlled appliance environment. The same with the RDMA, the same with the switches. They have to be tested and validated. But for Hyper-V, it's compute, it's commodity. So it's certified for 2012 R2, it's certified for Hyper-V. That could be a rack server, it could be a blade server. They will sit on top running Hyper-V over SMB on top of the scale-up file servers. So it's a disaggregated design model. So these are the compute modes that we support. The PowerEdge C for 12G, the C6220 Mark IIs, and then the M620 blade, and then the M630 blade. And shortly we will be announcing higher density type solutions at the compute level later next year. So bringing it all together, all the components we've talked about, well, these are all the tweaks and knobs for the whole end-to-end solution. These are all the things that you need to consider. This is all the disks, the disk speeds, the enclosure speeds. This is the LSI adapters. This is the PCI bus, the speed of the PCI bus. If you imagine that if you put more than three RDMA adapters into a server, you could saturate the PCI bus. The memory becomes a limit between the two nodes. So in 13G, we got 40 data bus lines, so we help with that with the 13G, so we can get up to 80 gigabits per second throughput rather than 64. And if you see these pieces here, you have to look at each part of the design. So the storage, the scale-out file service, the network, the switches, the compute, the VMs, the configuration of all those pieces is key to the whole end-to-end design. Okay? So, an example design of a 1500 VDI, pooled VDI solution. The reason why, to demonstrate this, is this is a, to look at the whole end-to-end solution from a fault domain perspective. So you have 32 blades running across two S4810 switches, plugging into four QSFP plus ports, giving you 160 gigabits per second throughput per each blade. So that's 320 gigabits per second throughput from the both blades into the fabric. You've got four storage heads. These are four R620s, R630s, plugged into to four MD3060Es. So the throughput of this solution means that, and the design of the solution means that we can lose a blade, we can lose a switch, we can lose storage heads, and we can lose enclosures. So if we take storage space, this allows us to set up three-way mirroring, enclosure awareness, so we can lose an enclosure, lose two disks, and the system will keep on running. We can lose storage head while we're in maintenance mode and still continue. We can lose a switch, we can lose a blade. And SMB3 will just alter its path based on the network that's available. It knows about all the paths and the cost of each of the paths. So think of this as it's an end-to-end solution. If you want to look at equivalent type solutions that wants to provide the same type of resiliency and availability and the same sort of fault domain, you'll find it very hard for the price point. And that's the key message. Storage Spaces is an end-to-end solution, and the price point of resiliency, availability, scalability is very good. You'd be very hard pushed to beat it. So this is an example Visio diagram of a design for a small hoster customer, which is a 2x3 design, two R720s, three MD3060Es, 12 SSDs in each enclosure, and 48 HDDs. So essentially, this was to provide a design for 500 VMs for a hosted environment based on the price point that they could afford to grow. And this gives you 12 computes. This has the 1 gig network for management, the 10 gig network for RDMA, for storage, and for VM access. So it's a whole end-to-end solution. So it's a good example for you guys to review because you'll have access to the deck. Any questions so far on all this? Is it making sense? Okay. So bringing all of those components together further, these are the lines of configuration. So there are options here to allow you to build DPN appliance, system center appliance, alongside the disaggregated storage spaces solution. Different configurations for different scale VMs. And the reason why I haven't gone into the VM level is because it has to be a consultative process to understand customer requirements around the VM workloads, the IOPS we require, the resiliency, the capacity that you need. That then decides the solution that comes out of that. And that's why the custom SOFS scale-out file server option is there. Lower than that, it's a lot simpler because, you know, it's smaller scale, smaller capacity. And we have a lot of data, a lot of knowledge, a lot of information to be able to help you understand what is the best price point, the best solution for you for those workloads. Okay? So, I'm going to now hand off to Lee Harrison from Fasthosts. He's the infrastructure architect for Fasthosts, who we work with long hours designing, testing, building storage spaces on Dell. So, I'll let Lee introduce give you more information on that.
Thank you very much. Hello, can you hear me? Is my microphone on?
Good.
So as Toby says, my name's Lee Harrison. I'm an infrastructure architect at Fasthosts in the UK. I wanted to take the opportunity to explain why we decided to adopt storage spaces on Dell hardware. First of all, Fasthosts, what we do and who we are. We've been automating online services for 15 years. We deliver market-leading services, and we're becoming a major player in infrastructure hosting. And we've been running a Hyper-V platform already for 4 years. We're UK-based with UK data centers and support. So we've recently been working on delivering a new cloud platform, and two of the main remits for the design were it had to be cost-effective and it had to be feature-rich. But being cost-effective is important not to compromise resilience and performance. Also, to be cost-effective, we identified we needed a new storage solution. We needed compute, which was going to offer more density. We needed the flexibility to use existing network hardware and to use our own in-house automation and code base. We wanted to reduce administration overheads, and we needed affordable solution-based support. So concentrating on the storage, the most important question we were faced with is what storage technology is going to fit our new cloud platform. So we knew that existing storage vendor solutions were going to be too expensive and quickly ruled them out. We've got some very strong open source skills within Fasthosts, and we looked at some quite clever solutions out there. Unfortunately, we couldn't quite get the compatibility with Microsoft clustering in particular, so that had to be ruled out as well. And we simply weren't in a position to develop our own storage solution. So what was the answer? For us, it was Microsoft Storage Spaces. Storage Spaces offers high performance, excellent resiliency, it's scalable, and it's cost effective. So making that choice, we needed to go to the next stage and have a proof of concept. And we decided to purchase some enclosures that were the only ones certified at the time. And the technology worked very well. We had a lot of success with it. But it soon became obvious that the support of that technology would mean we couldn't go to market with a viable platform. We were being quoted thousands of pounds for single SSD disks and four-week lead times, which you just cannot use. It is not good for an enterprise-grade cloud solution. So the problem we had was we needed a single vendor support for storage spaces to give us a viable operational platform. And the answer to that was Dell. Luckily, we worked with Terry in the past, and we got a close relationship with Dell. And Dell were able to offer a cost-effective hardware with the MD range that Terry has already described. They could offer us hardware support with parts replacements within a four-hour fix to make it operationally viable. And they can give us solution support. So Dell have really stepped up with an end-to-end solution support for storage spaces in particular, obviously backed with Microsoft Premiere. And Dell have gone through the efforts of having a dedicated team trained up with all the technologies that come into storage spaces, Hyper-V. And it's becoming a one-stop shop for support, which for a company like us, a service provider, is pretty essential. So with Microsoft and Dell's help, that led us to our new cloud platform design. And at a high level, it involves or is made up of a 4x4 design with the MD3060E enclosures. We have the Dell C6220s for Hyper-V compute, which offer high density. We use R620s for storage compute. We're a Cisco house, so we had flexibility to maintain our existing switching infrastructure. And it's all based on Windows Server and System Center 2012 R2. So our storage spaces, they're three-way mirror, they're clustered, enclosure aware, and we use tiering. So that's allowed us to deliver a feature-rich environment that we can put current technologies and features and services, but it also allows us in the future, the very near future, to deliver some quite high-end advanced features. We're very proud that we've already made it to market. I think we're the first ones with this type of solution design, particularly around storage spaces, to come to market and have a live product. End-to-end, it's powered by Microsoft and Dell, and really would encourage you to come along and give us a go. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. So I'd like to open this up further for any more questions. There's a lot of detail behind all this. You probably have a lot of questions around storage spaces. Fire away. All quiet. So you all know storage spaces, okay. So, I think that's. I think the also I'd like to for you guys to go and see the cloud platform system on the Microsoft stand, which is this at high end scale, on Dell. Please go and say hi to the guys there, and have good conversations around the management pieces, how it's been put together, why it was put together. I think you'll get some good data. So thank you very much.